Toby, thank you very much for getting in touch. We've heard from residents in Peterborough who are very much taking the view that if you want a job doing properly, then you do it yourself. People in the Hortons have started taking on overhanging trees and bushes. We were talking earlier on about a similar problem around Cambridge, where people are being forced into the road because of overgrown bushes next to cycle paths and pavements. Here's our reporter, Kerry Devine, in the Hortons.
I've come along to the Hortons today and I'm walking along quite a wide footpath in Orton Wistow lined with trees. But there's something quite strange. When you look a bit closer, you notice that the branches look like they've been hacked. And according to people I've been speaking to today, it's down to people living in the area who are just fed up with the authority not maintaining the trees. And they've said that overhanging branches and mulch have become dangerous.
Give you sort of an overview. When we first moved in, everything was hanging over the roof.
Rick lives in a house backing onto this main footpath, which runs right through the area. He says the trees have got so overgrown, he had to take matters into his own hands.
I just got my bow saw and went to town on it, basically.
Do you know a lot about chopping trees?
I know nothing about chopping trees. In my day job, I climb a ladder for a living, so I was good on the ladder. However, obviously, as you can imagine, against these trees, it wasn't the safest of jobs. No, I've got a resident across the way. She can't climb a ladder at all. She's not very mobile, sort of on her feet. She had to get someone else to come around and do it for her, which was then cost implications. But the main thing is, if she was to try and do it herself, then it's a massive health and safety implication. Whereas I just decided to go up there, and I did have one near miss. It was just 2 to 4 days of just hard sweat, graft and determination.
And obviously on the other side you've got a footpath and a cycle path that's very well used by residents here.
If you were sat on a cycle, the overgrowth would be touching yourself or the bike, and it's obscuring the views. But yeah, they're council owned trees, which is why as well I couldn't take any height off. So as you can see, some of them still sort of are a bit like that one sways in the wind and could quite easily fall down on the roof, but I can't take any height because that's the tallest part of the tree.
Now, as Rick said, he's handy when it comes to climbing up ladders, but that's not possible for Roz. She lives in Orton Waterville. She lived there for the last 50 years. Now, Orton Waterville is 6th out of 24 wards for canopy cover, which basically means that there are lots of trees here, and Roz thinks that it should be better looked after.
I have knees that are 76 years old, and it's very difficult picking them all up. You could say, well, do you have to? Well, if you looked at the front garden, I haven't got a real flower there because all of them were ruined with the keeping the leaves on there. There are lots of big trees, there are lots of leaves, there are lots overlooking, dragging over the pathways. I cycle everywhere. There's quite a big branch which is quite near our roofs, and we were, both of us were concerned about that in those, again, uncharacteristic. It was a storm, wasn't it? It was the hurricane. But yes, that worried me, really, to the fact that it affected my sleep. I get very, jittery about my house.
Yeah.
And what annoys me, because that's in my control, I like control. I'm not in control of that tree. Also, every year I have to pay £60 to get the gutters cleared.
That's our reporter Kerry Devine speaking with people in the Hortons. Some of them have started doing their own maintenance work on overhanging trees. We went to Peterborough City Council about this. They weren't able to confirm they've had problems. They've had reports of problems with overgrown trees in this area. They say if residents haven't reported it, then they should do so. And you can do that by going on the council's website, peterborough.gov.uk, or by calling 01733 747474.